Ms. Webb.
Thank you. I'm on today to pay the human service grants. A couple of weeks ago, I wrote everyone a letter with a spreadsheet of how I would like to detail the human service grants this year and distribute them. Since that time, I have had additional requests, so I'm going to pass down an additional spreadsheet, and at the bottom, you'll see some new additions. I've caught them in time.
So throw away the one we had?
Well, it's an add-on. Yeah.
Just got it again.
Okay. Basically, the human service grant is a category in our grant and aid section in the budget that we've done for many years, and it has scaled back over the years if we've had to scale back the budget, and it was cut 8% this year with many of the grants were cut. That was like the across-the-board amount that we cut grants and other things. The budget this year was for $143,250, and I realize the new council person really don't have the history of the human service grants, but what happens is a letter of request goes out to these agencies that are already on the list that have been getting them for years, and they're invited to send in a letter of request to Sussex County with a time deadline on it. And as they trickle in, we put them together on the spreadsheet. There's more than 80 agencies that receive a small benefit from this. As you can see from the list, it's anywhere from $200 to $2,000. Not one agency is very large, and there's a bunch of small ones. All in Sussex County, all are nonprofit. So they follow our grant criteria, basically, with that in mind, and we just offer a little bit of help at this time of the year. On the detail is what we paid in 08, what they got in fiscal 09, what they did request, and then what I'm recommended in the right-hand column. There's many times a discrepancy between what was requested and what they actually get. As you can see on the totals of the sheet, what's requested is way more than what we have in the budget. And typically, they get what they got last year, because there are always new agencies that need some help, and that's listed also on the spreadsheet. You'll see if it's a new request or if an agency has not made a request. Many don't. Many, if they don't make a request, they're off the list and they don't get an invitation next year. If they're a new agency and you agree to fund them, then they become a new request and they will get a request next year. That's basically the cycle of how this detailed line item works.
You keep account of how much over the years, by the year each one has been given in from other grants?
Well, that information is easily accessible to me. I mean, there's 80 agencies. I can't tell you off the top of my head who has what, but I can look up at any second on my computer and tell you the history, just like when you offer a grant. Another example is I got something in the mail today that's better suited for human service grants where we funded it out of that in the past. As long as I have dollars left in that budget line item, I will put it on the grant request and suggest to you that we pay it through there, which keeps my budget line items clean. So meaning I know how much to budget next year. So there could be some that trickle in. As long as there's a little bit of budget left, we can fund. When the money's gone, the money's gone, and you know, we look for somewhere else or it just doesn't get funded.
And every year we have a few people.
Probably 3-4 times a year it comes up. I do know there's some right now that just didn't make the deadline to get on the extra list. So that's a little bit of history.
Mm-hmm.
I do have with me all the detail of the letters in case anyone had anything in particular on an agency, and a brief description of the project. I can't, you know. And I keep these, or we have them on file if you ever, you know, want to question what a certain agency does or what they're going to use the funds for.
Is this on the website, this list, this spreadsheet?
No, it was just brought out to public today. It was just for discussion purposes till it's voted on today. Now, remember, the budget, it is in the budget.
It's in the budget.
Right. It was approved in the budget. This is just actually approving the detail of that $143,000.
Okay.
All right.
Many of them are, as you can see, are repeat. The new ones,
does council
I was
have
surprised
any?
There was many no requests. I was surprised.
I think we'll see some of those trickle in. They just, yep, for some reason they've had change of personnel or it's slipped through the cracks.
That often happens because they're very small and the mail doesn't get to the right person all the time.
Right.
Any questions?
No.
Specific?
You have a motion, Ms. Webb.
Yes, I have one. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the distribution of the human service grants as per detail report.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and second to approve the human service grant report given by Ms. Webb. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
I'm voting yes this time, but I've had questions about why the government is giving money to charities. And in the future, I think I want to look into this a little bit more, and I think we should consider that question for the future.
Mr. Vincent?
I think that the requests that have been brought before us are very, at least ones I know of, are very worthwhile. I think we'd all agree today with the economy the way it is and people worrying about their jobs and feeding their families, anything we can do is a good thing. So I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Well, I'm going to vote yes, but I would like to have more time looked at it.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I would agree with council. I think this is a program that we do probably need to take a closer look at. I received a number of calls about it. In fact, I forwarded comments to Ms. Webb about just about each one of these requests. I think maybe in the future it's something we either have a public hearing on or at least the council is exposed to more detail about some of these programs. But with that said, this county government doesn't have a social service department that costs the taxpayers millions of dollars. Rather, we partner with these organizations. In the past, it's been very effective. I vote yes as well. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Izzo?
Good afternoon. I have three items on my agenda. They are all in regards to making bid awards to projects that are being bid under the stimulus program. We have one Angola project, and we have two Oak Orchard bids to award. We are passing down the bid packages. You'll have a package with three sheets. Each sheet contains the bid results from the separate contracts. I can quickly review those results. For contract number 09-20, which is the third contract that we bid for the Angola SOAR district, we will be bidding either two or three additional contracts. We still have one contract. We're not sure if we're going to break in half or bid in whole. For this Angola contract, we received six bids. The low bidder is Daisy Construction of Newport, Delaware. Daisy's base bid was $2,944,000. That is in comparison to our engineer's estimate of $3,826,000. So you can see Daisy is well under the bids or the estimates that we used. And these are the estimates we used for the project funding. So this is obviously a savings of almost $1 million that will be realized. We did have an alternate bid on the contract. There is a 2-mile section of a force main that goes from the regional pump station that will serve the entire Angola SOAR district out to the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, where the force main path would be shared with a future alignment from the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. So we threw that in by upgrading the size of the force main. Both facilities could pump through the same pipeline. We would manifold the pipelines together. The cost of that upgrade is $167,654.50. And just using the bids that we received from Daisy Construction, it would result in a savings of over $1 million should we ever in the future connect the Wolf Neck facility and make use of the spray lands at the Inland Bays facility. Just because of the value of the savings, we would recommend that this extra cost be included in the bid, especially since we're well under budget. So my recommendation would be to make the bid award to Daisy Construction Company at the alternative bid of $3,111,745. And I have a motion that I can read.
Does council have any questions? It's coming in approximately 25% less than your estimate. Do you have any concern that they're going to be able to do this without substantial change orders?
This is a pretty, you know, we did investigate Daisy. We never have actually contracted directly with Daisy. They have performed Ordinance 38 work for us, where they work for developers, and we inspected their work. However, they just installed a similar force main for the town of Bridgeville about a year ago, and they performed similar work for the town of Smyrna. So we feel pretty comfortable with this contractor for this work. As always, it's a battle out in the field trying to avoid change orders. But the fact of the matter, with most of this job being force main, there's really less margin for error with your design. So I don't expect change orders to be a problem on this job. But again, we had those same questions when we saw the bid.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Izzo?
Did I understand that this could possibly take some pressure off of Wolf Neck?
That is correct. That option is still out there.
Good thing.
How many feet long is this thing?
The force main itself, I'm going to say it's about 7 miles long, but I can give you the exact footage if you give me a second.
All right, Mr. Izzo, would you like to read that motion,
please? Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the engineering department that Sussex County Project Number 09-20, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Regional Force Main be awarded to Daisy Construction Company of Newport, Delaware at the alternate bid amount of $3,111,745, contingent upon the receipt of the approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and or the Rural Utility Service.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve contract number 0920 to Daisy Construction for $3,111,745. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The second bid award that's proposed is for the first contract of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Expansion Number 1. We had 4 bids received, and one reason we had a lesser bid pool is that this is deeper, more difficult work on Oak Orchard Road. The low bidder was Underground Utilities Corporation of Linden, New Jersey. Their bid was $5,954,000, and that compares to the engineer's estimate of $5,956,000. So in this case, the bids came in right on the target using very similar bid prices. Once again, it shows you get lesser bid or a fewer amount of bids you get. The prices bump up a little bit. In this bid, in the process of getting our design approved, we had met with DelDOT, and they had requested that we get a separate price since we're working on in the vicinity of Legion Road, where the American Legion is on Route 24. They had requested we get a price to repave that entire road, not just the portion that we are impacting with our construction. We got a price of $275,500. DelDOT, we've spoken to DelDOT, and they are agreeing to pay that amount. So once again, we are recommending that the bid alternative be awarded to Underground Utilities Corporation, again, with DelDOT picking up the $275,500. That will be documented in an actual agreement between Sussex County and DelDOT, although I do have a statement in writing from DelDOT to proceed in this manner. We actually have been doing this more and more frequently because in many cases, DelDOT postpones their paving projects to allow us to go in and get our sewer in the ground first And, in exchange, we include some of their paving in our project. So it's kind of a win-win for both of us. Once again, I have a motion I can read.
Any questions for Mr. Izzo? Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants George Miles and Buehr LLC and the engineering department that Sussex County Project 09-10 Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Area 1, Contract 1 and Pump Station 326 and Pump Station 327 be awarded to Underground Utilities Corporation of Linden, New Jersey at the alternate bid amount of $6,229,500 contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and or the Rural Utility Service and the Delaware Department of Transportation.
It's 900,000. I mean, it's 62299.
That is correct. Yeah.
Well, and what are we buying here from?
500,000.
That
was
500. Yeah, that's correct. I had the motion right. I believe I have my figure transposed in the actual.
What are we getting from mine?
Thank you.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second? I have a motion and a second to approve contract number 0910. Underground Utilities. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I got one question.
Mr. Yes. Wilson.
Look at this thing. I can't tell what I'm buying for $600.
Okay. Okay. Basically, we are building the regional pump station that will pump the entire expansion area of the Oak Orchard expansion of district out. The pump station will be constructed. We'll run the force main up Oak Orchard Road until we reach 24.
So we're going to be putting some mains, pump station, those kind of things.
Then we're also going to put the main gravity sewer line down Oak Orchard Road. We are also putting gravity sewer in the subdivision of Captain's Grant, and there's also a pump station that needs to be constructed in Captain's Grant also because of the topography.
And this includes purchase of land and construction of the pump station, that type of thing?
In this case, we were able to work with local property owners, and we actually, we paid basically a dollar for the land. There were no outstanding land acquisition costs.
Okay.
A couple small easements, but the pump station sites did not require a significant expenditure of funds.
Good.
Any other discussions before we take the vote? Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Okay. Now, moving on to the next Oak Orchard expansion area contract. This will take the force main from Route 24 all the way out to the regional wastewater facility and also do some additional existing developments. Gravity sewer will be put in Driftwood Village and another small trailer park in the area. In this case, the low bidder was Teal Construction Incorporated. Their base bid was $2,896,000. That's compared to the engineer's estimate of $3,851,000. And once again, you can see we had nine bidders, and the low bid is significantly below our engineer's estimate and significantly below most of the other bidders as well. However, we have contracted with Teal Construction for many years. Going all the way back into the mid-80s when they worked on the Henlopen Acres project, and they worked in Long Neck Forest, Millville, Ocean View. So we're well familiar with working with Teal Construction, so we have no concerns about their ability to complete the work, even though their bid is significantly lower than our estimate. Once again, we have an alternate bid with DelDOT asking for a paving upgrade. In this case, it's $87,150. Again, I have a communication from DelDOT approving that cost, and I will execute an agreement, and those agreements will come before County Council as well, formal agreements once we do the bid award. But based upon the result of the bids here, once again, I'm going to make a recommendation that we award to Teal Construction, and I have a motion that I can read.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants CABE Associates Incorporated and the engineering department that Sussex County Project 09-12 Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Area 1 Contract 2 Regional Force Main be awarded to Teal Construction Incorporated of Dover, Delaware at the alternate bid amount of $2,983,627, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and/or the Rural Utility Service and the Delaware Department of Transportation.
Make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve contract number 0912. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. It's now time for the 3:30 public hearing. Mr. Moore, would you like to conduct that, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for the public hearing on the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District, the Phillips annexation. At the beginning of this hearing, John Ashman of Sussex County Engineering Department will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished. After he's completed his presentation, the county council will have an opportunity to ask questions. And after that process is complete, I will then open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member wishes to be heard concerning this, you're required to make your statement at the podium and be sure to give your name and address at that time. Mr. Ashman?
Good afternoon. I'm appeared before you on October 13th, 2009 to request permission for Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to include a portion of two parcels. Those parcels are contiguous to our existing district, and the project requesting the annexation is proposing to develop into two single-family homes. The project has an approved sewer concept plan and have been informed of the infrastructure they need to install in order for the parcel to obtain sewer service. The parcels were posted on November 9th, 2009. No comments have been received to date, either in favor or opposed to the annexation. Just one call, basically just asking what the person is about. The expansion consists of a portion of two parcels totaling 3.10 acres, more or less, and the project will be responsible for system connection charges of $4,438 per EDU based on rates July 1, 2009 till June 30, 2010.
Are there any questions from the council?
Well, you say they've made an application for with planning and zoning for a subdivision. Have they got something in the works?
Yeah, they're actually subdividing this larger parcel into two pieces for two single-family homes. The cut line comes right about this point. Part of the parcel's already in the district. We're just bringing in this remaining portion of it and the remaining portion of this parcel up here.
Okay.
Just cleaning up some property.
Because it's mostly wetland. I mean, there's some issues, I think, with that.
Yeah.
That part of it never looked like it was.
There's very little dry land there, but they've apparently figured out a way to get two houses.
Okay.
Any other questions from the council? If not, is there anyone from the public that would like to speak concerning this matter? Again, is there anyone who would like to come forward and speak on this matter? If not, Mr. President,
we'll consider the public hearing closed. Do you have a motion, Mr. Ashman?
It usually reads the title of the resolution.
Yes, a resolution to extend the boundary of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to encompass portions of two parcels of land along County Road 361, Muddy Neck Road, west of the Assawoman Canal, lying contiguous to the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District, situate southeast of the town of Ocean View and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
We need that motion made on that. Mr. Cole, is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Phillips annexation, creation of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Ashman. It's now time for the next public hearing.
Mr. President, would it be your desire to hear both of these at the same time, or should they be separate?
Ms. Webb, how would you like to handle that?
We could probably do them both at the same time. I don't.
It's the same parcel of land, right?
It's two different sewer districts. Woodlands, it's the debt, approving the ordinance for the debt for the sewer districts. Woodlands and the Oak Orchard expansion.
I mean, do you see any problem, Mr. Attorney?
No, we could handle them, and people could come forward and address each one individually.
Okay, they just have to identify which one they are addressing.
That is correct.
Okay.
And we will have to vote on them separately.
Absolutely, they have to be voted separately.
All right.
And this is the time and place for the ordinance for a public hearing on a proposed ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $730,000 of the general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District, and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith, and also an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $9,800,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Expansion Number 1, and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith. At this time, Susan Webb will make a brief presentation on these two proposed ordinances. And after that, the County Council will have an opportunity to question. And if after they have completed their questions, any members of the public can question or comment concerning these ordinances.
Thank you.
Ms. Webb.
The first one, the ordinance for $730,000 for Woodlands of Millsboro. It is for 57 EDUs, and the purpose of this bond is to finance a portion of that cost of the construction of this project. It's a mixed finance by USDA grant, loan, and state. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit, and it's expected that the debt service will be paid from the revenues of the Woodlands Sewer District. The term of the bonds is not to exceed 40 years. It's anticipated that the bonds will be sold to both the USDA and state SRF agencies, and this is within the legal debt limit of the county. And I'd also like to mention that of the $730,000, if it goes according to the principal form of the bond, $640,000 of it is principal forgiveness by the stimulus package. That would be the Woodlands of Millsboro. The second one?
$640,000. You said 640?
Yes, but you first must agree to pay the 640 to get rid of the 640, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
The Oak Orchard expansion, as you can see, we're trying to get this in because we are taking advantage of the stimulus package as Mike is doing his contracts, and I'm securing the funding for those same contracts. This is the ordinance that will issue $9.8 million of general obligation bonds for the construction of the Oak Orchard Sewer District. This is an expansion of the existing Oak Orchard Sewer District, 855 EDUs. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit, and it's expected that the debt service will be paid from the revenues of the Oak Orchard Sewer District. The term of the bonds is not to exceed 40 years. It's anticipated that these bonds will also be sold to USDA and state SRF agencies, and this issue is within our legal debt limit. The principal forgiveness on this bond is $3
million. Okay. Does council have any questions for Ms. Webb?
If not, is there any member of the public that would like to speak on these issues? Any member of the public? And they're the two separate ordinances.
Okay.
Anyone want to speak on either one?
Well, then
seeing none, Mr. Phillips, I would suggest that we should close the public hearing on this matter.
Okay.
And as you indicated, the motions and approval of each should be by separate motions.
Okay. And public hearing is closed. Could you read the title of the first, please?
Yes, an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $730,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District, and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith.
Could I get that motion, please?
I got a motion.
And a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the ordinance as read by our county attorney. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Mr. Moore?
And the second motion is an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $9,800,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the construction and equipping of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Expansion Number 1 and authorizing all necessary action in connection therewith.
Could I get that motion, please?
So moved.
I have a motion and a second by Ms. Deaver to approve the ordinance as read by Mr. Moore. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ashman. Thank you, everyone. We're now time for the public hearing on the adoption of